Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Shalom, welcome. Welcome everyone, welcome to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, I'm your host, I'm your spiritual mentor and sound therapist for you who are ready to reclaim your power. And we are here every Sunday to find tools and discover the gifts that we have, the gifts that God gave us, that we are here to share and empower ourselves and by that empower others from the place of authenticity, from the place of your true calling. I'm grateful. Thank you for being here. Areini mekabel al atzmi et mitzvat aseh shel ve'ahavta lereacha kamocha. Hereby accept on myself the due commandment or the utterance of love your friend, your neighbor, your gardener, your partner, your musician, in the same way that you express love to yourself. And the focus is first on ourselves. How do we show love and appreciation to ourselves so we can show and give to others? I am blessed to have here a wonderful, wonderful family, the Yedidia family. Hello, Yedidia family.
Hello, hello.
So hello, Yakira. Yakira in Hebrew is the dearest.
Precious.
The precious. Oh, that's right. Yakira, that's right, precious. Right. The precious of them all. And and Aaron. Nachon? and let's see, Olivia, right?
Yes.
And Olivia, you are Olivia Edidia, and you are playing on a flute. Here, why don't you talk into this mic?
Come a little closer here.
There we go. Yeah, there you go. There is an available mic. If there is an available mic, you grab it,
yeah.
And you can put your headphones on so you can listen to that, too. Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Lenny.
Lenny. Hello, Lenny. What are you playing on, Lenny?
Violin.
You're playing
and drums.
The violin and drums. Oh, wonderful. And we're missing one.
Yes.
Yeah. She's almost.
And who are we missing?
Ella.
Ella. Ella.
Ella, she's going to sing with us.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
So, I'm blessed to have you here. And the Yedidia family is this is a unique. I don't see that very often. Actually, I don't remember encountering a family that plays in harmony on both places. Obviously,
right.
also in the music and also the music that they create in life. And the Yedidia family is a family of musicians. And they are hosting community events, Shabbat dinners, Friday nights dinners, musical
Shabbat.
Kabbalat Shabbat.
Shabbat and
Kabbalat Shabbat comes from the word of a receiving the Sabbath, receiving,
welcoming
the Sabbath, being in a place of receiving, being
right.
A place of receiving. And you're doing these amazing, which I'm yet to attend one, and I'm vouching to attend the next one.
Sorry,
I couldn't do this one, and I hear and I see it all across that you are hosting community members, not just
we're leading services.
Leading services. Here comes.
Yes.
So why don't you tell me? Why don't you share with us, in your words and in your harmonization, who you are? Tell me. That says it all.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
I'd rather sing.
Okay.
Maybe we can share a song and then
let's share a song.
Yes?
Why don't we share a song?
Ki Yishmer Shabbat.
Kishmer.
If I keep Shabbat, God will keep over me.
That's right. The protection of the
right.
Sabbath
we'll
comes from the observing of it.
Shmera Shabbat
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Wow, what a beautiful... thank you. That was great.
That was fun.
So we sing different prayer songs.
So you sing, yeah.
There is an order of mm-hmm. a service. It's like about an hour of a service, Shabbat service, that they do in most conservative and reformed temples.
Mm-hmm.
And we bring our melodies to prayers, and we just follow the service. And we
started about a couple of years ago with this project. We both been doing a lot of different projects in music for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 2 years ago,
Two and a half years ago,
we've been asked to do some stuff for Shabbat by one of the temples here, TRZ, Temple Ramat Zion.
Cantor Friedman.
Cantor Friedman asked us, why don't you do something for Shabbat, you know?
He started with asking me to compose one song.
One song.
Mm-hmm. It always starts with one thing.
And we ended up having
About a week, she took it really seriously. She started with that one song, but she couldn't stop. And about less than a week after, she had about 10, 12 songs ready to go. And we played about a couple of months after. The place was packed.
That's
about
wonderful.
300 people came. And we were like, we had so much fun, and the girls were playing with us. And so we said, you know what, hey, this is a really cool project. It has so many important values, you know, a family, a Jewish family, Israeli, American, Jewish family playing during Shabbat
mm-hmm.
services with mostly original, very uplifting, a lot of reggae and some funk and some, you know, all the stuff that we love, we put into it. We recorded a lot of the stuff in our studio. We have our own studio. Released the first album.
Yes.
About a year ago. Yes.
So this is the CD.
Yeah.
I will give the links
out so you can listen.
So you can listen to some more great music that we're going to listen to a little bit here. But
now
this
we're
is
working
really
actually on the second CD.
Yeah,
so we're
going
to release another.
Oh, that's
CD.
Wonderful.
It's going to be out
the beginning of the summer.
Playing around, we played what is it? A couple of days ago, we played Shomrei Torah.
That's right.
We played last weekend at Sinai Temple, you know, the two services there, and we're playing all over Aliyah, Tirzia, Abba Shalom, you name it.
So
Emmanuel of Burbank.
Yeah.
We played last summer at New Cage.
Which is like a conference for
Portland.
Educators and rabbis and cantors.
Oh, okay.
It's an annual conference.
Do.
Yes. And we're going to be there probably in Baltimore this summer.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So,
you excited?
Yeah.
You travel a lot, huh?
We save on babysitting, so that was another.
Yeah.
We said
you know what? I don't care. I think that the children being together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You know, it's more valuable than having somebody that is not part of the family. I don't know. Maybe you feel different and you don't want to say. I can turn off their mic so they don't hear what you're saying.
I think they like it. Do you like it?
Well, you know, it's kind of like twisting their arm now. You know, it's like,
No, they love singing.
I can see
you
that.
Can't force anybody doing
of course
something
not.
Like that.
Of
you
course
know?
Not. You know, I'm joking, but really, I can see that. I could feel when, and you just right away open up and sing so beautifully. You made the harmony so beautiful. So did you come up with the harmony, or how did it work? So how do you work? How does how do you come together? Do you decide on the songs, let's say, that you want to sing?
You're composing the song. So she composed so far when it comes to the prayer song, new melodies for about, 50 songs?
50 songs.
Yeah, it's
wonderful.
50 prayer songs, yeah.
And then she brings the song, you know, usually she writes on piano, you know, when she composed on piano. Then we sit and...
They hear it, they harmonize right away. Harmonize.
By yourself, on your own.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't sit and arrange for them.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Professionals.
You're also saving on paying musicians.
Right.
Exactly.
No, they get paid. They get paid.
Of course.
Yeah.
Nice.
They
well,
have.
I mean,
this is
well,
how
you
they,
know, it's,
they
work. It's a work.
Right.
For them, yeah.
Wonderful. That's great. How
and
do
they
you
they get sometimes, I mean, at Sinai Temple, you want to tell him what happened?
Tell me what happened.
So in the last song, when people started to walk out, and a woman, she called me to come, and I came, and then she gave me $100.
Oh, nice. That's a good tip.
She enjoyed so much.
It's the first time it happened, but they were like, yeah. Oh, that's not, I mean, yeah. and they didn't want to share it with us, so they split it among themselves, yeah, and so we took they it didn't off. Give us any chips.
Yeah. So so do you, is there anything else that you like other than music?
Arts and crafts.
Really? What do you do? What do you craft and art in?
I like painting and drawing, but when I do it, I mostly make a mess.
Well, I mean, you know, from within, but from within the mess, you find then the image, the picture, there is a mess, but then you have...
The mess is not on the picture. It's like with all the brushes. No,
I get that. I get that. But making all the mess, then you have a picture, right? So sometimes we have to be in a mess to create, you know, to create something beautiful because, you know, things are confused, are messed up. It's like Erev and Boker.
Right.
You know, in the evening, everything has come from the words of mixed up, everything. And then after you are dwelling in it and sitting in it, then there is an image. So then there is a mess to clean. You know, there's always going to be.
Clean up for 3 hours.
She also likes to create machines. Do you want to tell
really?
Her about that?
We made a slime machine.
That produces slime? Or throws slime at somebody?
They took like cardboard and they created like a machine where you...
We did like, you push a button and then a container with glue. It could be either white glue or clear glue comes out. And then there's all kinds of little compartments with shaving cream to make like fluffy slime and foam beads and activator and coloring and
that's
stuff.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Very creative.
Yeah.
Very
it's very scientific.
You need to patent this.
Yeah.
So you're playing and you have and this is wonderful. The what I'm leading is that okay, so you come people come to see bands. Okay, mm-hmm. People come to see bands, people come to see groups playing music and, you know, and there is a musician that brings their son or their daughter on stage and stuff like that. But there is something different here. Do you feel that there is, I mean, I feel from what I've seen that there is more to just, it's not just the music. I mean, the music is the love and how we express ourselves, but it is for something.
It's a spiritual adventure.
It's a spiritual growth.
Yes.
And,
of course.
There's so many things, so many details that goes along with it. Of course, the music kind of like focus everything into it, you know, because people are coming to see a music act, you know, event, but they see much more than that. And when they approach to us during, after, you know, they share with us how they felt and everything. It brings the people together,
it does.
You know. I mean, a lot of people are calling us the Jewish Partridge Family.
Jewish Partridge Family.
Yeah, and which I think means a lot because number one, there was never anything like it, and number two, it's important for the kids who are coming to see us for the future of Judaism in this country all over.
Yeah.
Because with everything that's going on right now, with all everything that's becoming, you know, commercial and materialistic, religion and spiritualism is kind of like fading out, disappear.
I mean,
especially the new kids.
If you attend services, you see that there is a decline. I mean, young families don't attend many services. It's mostly the elderly.
Well,
and it's a challenge because... At some point, I mean, if kids are not going to have the culture and the
it's not going to be sustained.
Exactly.
You know, with that though, there is as much as we see negativity rising, there's also the positivity rising on the same level.
Right.
It's like
right.
the same.
Right.
Right. There is a kind of a transition that is may I hope is happening, but there is a transition from dogmatic. Dogmatic following, like following without, you know, this is like the way to do without asking questions and, you know, to a greater understanding. And this is the time really where we start understanding things in a different level.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I say. And it's really challenging our perception.
Right.
You know, and what you're doing and the point that you were talking about is to the point that I wanted to ask exactly because I personally love standing in the junction between spirituality and materialism.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all shamans.
Right.
You know, shaman comes from the Russian word. It means somebody who stays in this world, one leg here and one
right.
leg here, and we're
right.
we are cohering. Is
right.
that the right word, right? So people see more than just music.
Right.
Because what I saw when you start singing, first of all, I thought it sounded just like, you know, whereas listening to a musical production, you have another voice. She starts singing just out of, and it all was this harmony, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not just musical harmony, but the harmony of you coming together.
Right.
And is that what you sing? Is that stronger? I feel that may be a stronger connection for people
yeah.
than just playing music.
I think that, but also, it's not like a performance. We're not like standing on stage or on the bima,
uh-huh.
you know, and singing to people. We have for us, it's to create a community. We all sing together. We all play. We bring like djembes. We bring like darbukas. Even
we
though sometimes it's not easy
us.
To hear other people
yeah,
play,
yeah.
you know, not in the right spot. But I mean, it's all about creating experiences.
Yes.
There's no separation.
That's
I don't see
wonderful.
A separation, you see. So this is like, it's collaboration.
Wonderful.
And creating communities and being together.
Wonderful.
So that's what I think, that's our strength.
Yeah.
Most,
that's wonderful.
You know?
That's wonderful.
It's also, you know, the girls are singing, I mean, bottom line is that they're singing words from the Torah.
Yes.
That's right.
Words, you know, ancient wisdom.
That's right.
As opposed to what other kids are they singing, which is Rihanna's songs and Britney Spears or whatever, which is totally different.
Right.
And unfortunately doesn't take you to the right place. And all of a sudden kids see that, hey, it's cool. It's look, I mean, there's a family, young kids playing drums, playing reggae, playing stuff that's very uplifting. The energy is there 150%, you know, it vibrates totally different than what they've been through before and after. So people feel that. People feel it. And there's They need it today.
It's a
more
craving,
than ever,
that's right.
You know?
Today more than ever.
Right.
We need the craving for the spiritual connection.
And we feel very blessed to,
yeah.
you know,
I mean,
be in that place and to be the ones to, you know,
facilitate
and
be
yeah.
the channel, yeah.
As a songwriter, lyrics are very important to
mm-hmm.
me. And for many years, I just composed and wrote lyrics. And 3 years ago, when I started looking into Psalms, and we have like in Tehillim, we have like
mm-hmm.
150 Psalms,
mm-hmm.
right? It has magic in it. There's something powerful.
Yeah.
It's not just random lyrics.
Yeah.
I mean,
no.
there's something about it. And the whole process of like composing Psalms led me to study rabbinical, to, you know, and to become a rabbinical a rabbi.
That's right. You're going
ordained.
To be ordained as a rabbi
in
the
June.
Summer,
in
God
June.
Willing.
Summer, yeah.
Oh, wow.
In
wonderful.
June. Yeah. So, I mean, it has positive effects, you know. And when I hear like music, like he mentioned, like the pop and the rock, whatever,
you know,
today's music,
stuff, you know.
It has very negative effects. I mean, if you just, I can't listen to it anymore. The lyrics, and I mean, it's people just listen to the beat and they enjoy it, but
you know,
they don't pay attention
culture,
to the words.
You know.
And words have
mm-hmm.
spell, I, you know.
Yeah, of course, you know.
They can put a spell on you.
That's right. This is part of a big part of my work is really focusing on the power of words and the power
right.
of letters and our intention. So there is the intention of how we mean to say something and
right.
and then when we utter the words, and especially in Hebrew, each letter is a divine trickling. It's a trickling of the divine energy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is creating. You know, when
oh,
God
yeah.
walked into the room, he said, "Let it be light." So he took There are three letters that have their own power,
mm-hmm.
you know, and create. It's like a chemical. It's like a in physics. You know, you take compounds and
right.
Chemistry. Take
that,
compounds and.
That's why we never curse.
Yeah, that's
never.
Right. I say all the time, shish kebab.
By the way,
we're
I
vegan,
mentioned.
So we don't say shish kebab either.
that's a great one.
Yeah,
we're
vegan
shish kebab.
Vegan shish kebab.
By the way, you mentioned Let There Be Light. And we have a song, Let There Be Light.
Yeah.
Beautiful one.
Let There Be Light.
Yeah, no, but do we want to play another song?
No, I mean, let's do something else.
Well,
but
before
I mean,
that,
just,
before
yeah.
that, I want to play something from your, something from here. We talked about this a little bit earlier. You took a song of Extreme.
Oh,
can
yeah.
I play that? Yeah.
You want to play that?
Yeah, I want to play the parrot because people that are listening to this program may recognize the music, yes. may recognize the tone, and I want them to listen to the words.
Okay, so what we did with this song,
yeah.
can I
just yes, please.
Briefly, we did it last year for...
Passover.
For Passover, it's all about like a matzah ball,
yeah.
soup.
That's right. It's a parody.
It's a parody about... You know, well, it's not this one.
No, that's called a D.
No. That's not this one. Let me find this. Where if I find that? It was here. This one. There we go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this one. It's great. It's you'll connect to the music. It's really a parody about Passover. There you go.
Yeah, I cut my hair since then. After.
Let's see.
The story of Pharaoh ruling Egypt, Jews were slaves. They didn't like to work hard, so God sent Moses. Maybe he could help. Not easy, he said to Pharaoh, let my people go. Pharaoh said no. He took 10 plagues to agree to send the Jews free. Do you really have to say that we were slaves? 'Cause I'd already know there was no cannot find a word that rhymes. No time to let the dough to rise.
It tastes like cardboard, sorry guys.
So right on time, still can't figure out a rhyme. The Red Sea parted as waters to talk. So we eat a matzah ball. Ya-di-da-da-di-da. Matzah balls. Ya-di-da-da-di-da. Remember how when Moses disappeared for 40 days and nights, climbing on Mount Sinai to get the 10 commandments, ways and rights. Not easy, there was no Uber to the promised land. And all the sand to keep shoe, because you were Jew. Desert wanderings, you tell that we were slaves, but I don't really know. There was no time.
I cannot find a word that rhymes.
No time. Pesach is more than matzah balls. Ya-di-da-da-di-da. Matzah balls.
So how did you start? Did you say, like, did you start together as a family, or did you start first you and then
I mean,
they joined
when I was
as
pregnant with Ella?
Yeah.
We recorded our
CDs. We made
up, so they grew up into like our work, you know, recording.
You know, for them, grew up in, you know, in a studio in a house when there's like a huge piano and there's guitars and drums, was like the most natural thing. You know, when they worked to houses without musical instruments, something seemed like really strange to them. Like, where they thought that in every house there's supposed to be guitar, drum sets and stuff, just like the refrigerator and a couch and a table. And so for them it was very natural. So when Yakira came up with a few songs in the beginning, nothing was planned actually. It just happened, you know.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh wow, nice songs and everything. Let's play. We started to play. Got into
the
studio.
We said if we're gonna start doing Kabbalot Shabbat and we're gonna
start performing at night, they
should come with us. And the best way is for them to play with us, and they wanted to.
So instead of just coming and sitting in the front row and watch Ima and Abba playing, they were just let's join. So. The two of them were
Ella,
very natural playing drums.
So, Ella, you're playing drums, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when did you start playing drums? Come get close to the mic so I can hear your beautiful voice.
A few months ago, I saw a video of me when I was 4 playing the drums.
Uh-huh.
So my dad always taught me when I was younger. So that's how I learned how to play.
Oh, that's great. So do you play different rhythm? I mean, do you have a whole set? You have a whole set set up and you are, so it's like a whole drum set?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shish kebab. Are you a vegetarian?
Vegan shish kebab.
Because actually I'm a drummer. That's my main. I'm a drummer. And I play guitar also and other instruments. So for her, drumming was the most natural thing.
That's natural.
She saw Abba playing. So she just, one day, you know, she was really actually younger when the first time. Same thing with Lenny. Yeah. The drum, you know, drum set was there, so they just, you know.
Yeah.
Got up and start playing.
So the two of you have a very extensive musical background.
Yeah.
Right? You were the drummer of a Sia, other drum in Israel.
I play with everybody, like all the big names.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'll name a few. Isaac Cohen.
Yeah.
Miki Gavrielov, Corin Alal, Dori Ben-Zev, Dani Tani Ilanit, Sharon Lifshitz,
Dani
Kleinstein, Ofra Chaza.
Yeah, wow.
Meir Banai, I was a member of Siam.
Siam band.
The first,
yeah, I remember
like,
that.
Biggest like new wave 1980s British rock band in Israel. I was kind of like an underground.
Yeah, I remember they were kind of like...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there were.
The Penguin was our.
Yes, yes, I remember the Penguin.
The good old days. We are
reminiscing.
And a bunch of other, productions, stuff. You know, very Tel Aviv.
Yes.
You know, oriented. A lot of funk.
At that time, yeah.
A lot of jazz, funk, you know. And then I moved out here.
So what brought you here?
Yeah.
Why did you come? Music.
Yeah. Music brought a lot of musicians from Israel. From all over the world, you know, to either New York or LA, because this is where it's all happening. You know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I went to Boston first. I was in Boston.
Yeah.
Well, not first. First, I went to Kansas City from Tel Aviv. So, I don't know, 7 years there.
you stayed there for 7 years?
7 years.
Wow.
7 years, and then I moved to Boston, then went to Berkeley. Yeah, it was, So you played, and now you were.
I came for 2 weeks. I didn't plan to stay.
That's right. We all did. Well, I mean, most of us did.
Yes, yes.
No, I came here.
Seriously, I came for two. I mean, I didn't plan. I had plans to go back and to study at Rimon like you, but I ended up staying here and started teaching at different temples and starting to.
So is that? So where did you meet?
Here.
So you came for the 2 weeks and then you met him.
It's funny. We met 2 years after I got here, but. A friend of mine from La Katzpait, from like a musical band, Israeli musical band, was playing in the band, in Pini's band.
I play with Pini Cohen.
Oh, Pini, yeah, I know Pini.
Pini Cohen, who's the biggest...
The brother of Isaac Cohen.
Isaac Hofni, yeah.
So a good friend of mine, a singer, was singing with him, and she did a party, and a Grammy party, of all things. It was in February.
Grammy night.
Grammy night, and she invited me, and she invited him, and we met then.
And the rest is history.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
And he likes to say, when I saw him, that was it. But
yeah. Well, you know, you know when you know. It's exactly.
It's the truth.
Yes.
You know when you know. You feel it. You feel it.
No, so it took a little bit longer than that night.
No, like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it took longer. Go with it. Yeah. Go with it, man.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, it took longer.
What are they laughing about, right? Nice. So... Olivia, hi. Can we hear something? I would love to hear something from you if you're okay with that.
Yes.
So, are you good?
Yeah.
You want to hear? You want to sing something? Can I hear you? Are you sing too, right?
No.
No, she doesn't.
She has a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
But she picked an instrument that will be impossible for her to sing.
Really?
But she plays
the flute.
So that she sings with her flute.
You can do second voices while you play the flute.
Yeah,
you know?
She does.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
At first she was playing percussion for a while, and then she started to play the flute, and she found that this is it. This is it. More, yeah. It fits her personality. It fits her perfectly.
So we wanted to
sing, she's
can hear her play.
Yes, I just want to hear her play. Yeah.
Here, I'll play the chord for Kimi Tzion.
Kimi Tzion or Elohai? Elohai, maybe. Which one would you like? This is like a prayer of the heart. It's a personal prayer. Elohai. Netzol shuni mera usfatai midaber mirma Elohai guard my speech from evil and my lips from deception
wonderful. Thank you. That's great. This is really what...
You can
share the mic. That's all good. Yeah. You want to do something else that you are kind of the... You have something that you want to sing or to play specifically?
Do you want to do Iram Mayam or you want like Hallelujah or... Just something, do a little bit of Hallelujah.
Yeah, let's do that.
No. Hallelujah. Shalom
Alaikum. Yeah. You have it.
I don't know the chord.
Do a cappella.
Yeah.
Got it? Now, okay, hold on.
I'm trying to
okay.
Do you have it there?
Mm-hmm.
I can play the whole song. Is it Shiva?
Hallelujah?
I don't know all the...
Okay.
Okay.
So you want to do just a little thing? Do a cappella.
Now I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of song with nothing on my tongue but Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah.
Performance, that's amazing. Oh, I'm all there. That's great. That's wonderful. What gifts we have. What gifts you guys have. You're amazing. And the gifts of all is the harmony that you really have. This harmony of the family. And this is something, this is a light. This is really light because, you know, this time where we're sitting here and talking and the work that we're doing to bring awareness to where, to our gifts, to where we come from, to the other person, to the person next to us, you know, talking about ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha, it starts first with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Really, how do we talk to ourselves? How do we express love to ourselves? And then for the other person, you know, many times it's hard to love somebody like you love yourself. So the easiest way and the most efficient way is to wish the best things that we wish for us for the other person. You know, I wish for you to be the happiest. I wish for you to continue to do music for the rest of your life and do what you love for the rest of your life and be blessed and everything. So it starts with there, and then you wish for the other person. So this is really a light for you guys as a family to come together. And you know, we're all human beings. We're all humanoids. We all have all kind of shticks here and there. But at the end of the day, what's important is really the connection. And the problem that we see a lot, especially we're talking about commercialism and mm-hmm. everything, it's isolation.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we think about, oh, the social media. I have 1,000 friends here.
Yeah.
What good does it do?
Right.
You don't talk to the person. You don't see the person. You don't smell the person. You don't feel how the person is feeling.
Right.
And if you see him in the street, you're not even going to recognize him as a friend. So it's kind of like...
Yeah, it is very, very distant, mm-hmm. You know, and now with with what we brought on ourselves in a certain way, all the stuff that is happening and the viruses and all these kind of things, it even creates even more fear, feeds the fear that people already have to connect and to enjoy one another. So thank you.
We're here to promote happiness and joy.
Promote happiness first.
And love.
Amen.
And togetherness.
And I want, before I want to do another song, I want you guys to do another song. And but I want you guys to give you the website. It's yedidia.net. It's
yedidia.ah.
.net.
Yes.
And is there a reason that you chose the H at the end?
Yedidia, a friend of God.
Okay, I know.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
The H one, the H thing.
Wait, what did they say?
Y-E-D-I-D-A-H.
Oh, why didn't you spell it? Why didn't you go ahead and spell it?
Okay, Ella, spell it.
Y-E-D-I-D-Y-A-H.
Okay.
It's like Yedid,
yeah. Yedid means a friend. Yedid means a friend. And yeah is a play of word of combining the friend of God. And it's also your last name.
Yes.
So
like us on Facebook. Also,
their Facebook also
music,
Yedidia.
And you can get a lot of information where we perform and all the updates.
See,
either on our
video
website.
Clips,
we have a YouTube channel.
Yes,
so connect with
please.
Us.
Wonderful. When is your next? Do you have a date for a next event?
We have not a Yedidia event. We have Yakira and the band. I have another band that we do like Jewish events. Like we have a Purim party.
Oh, cool.
At Tier Z.
Oh, cool.
It's on the 10th.
In next
March
week, yeah.
10th.
March 10th.
10th or 9th.
Oh, it's a Purim evening.
It's a Purim. Yes. Yes.
Oh,
so it's a Megillah reading, and we
oh, maybe we'll see you there then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That'll be cool. That'll be cool. Yeah. So you do a different. Is that where you said the song that I sent you earlier? That you sent out? That has to do with something else?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that was from a different kind of.
From different.
Yes. Yeah. We're doing all bunch of different.
There's Mati here.
Yes, that's different.
We do a lot of different.
I mean, the Yedidia family band. We do mostly original.
Uh huh.
And sometimes we do like Yedid Nefesh, and we do like Shalom Aleichem,
and
prayers that we love and people love. But for the Yedidia mostly. But then we have the band that we do like more. Pop music and things that
wonderful.
Other people love. So we're going to do Yiramayam.
Yes.
Now.
Do Yiramayam.
Right. Yismechu Hashamayim, the heavens will be glad. We were talking about the happiness.
Rejoice, yes.
Yes. Ready? I know I have the choice to be happy. With many reasons to be sad. But when I look at the sky is happy, and the world goes round and round. I know I have the choice to be happy, like a flower blue. Shamayim v'tagen ha'aretz, yismechu ha'shamayim.
choice to, what a wonderful, wonderful ending, actually. I know I have the choice to be happy despite of what is going on. That different words.
Right, right.
Despite of yes. what is happening outside.
But when I look at the sky is happy. I mean, the world is happy.
It's
the people sometimes make it.
Well, it is our relationship.
Right. How
happiness is a choice.
Happiness is a choice. It's how we look at things.
Right.
It's how we look at what is happening.
Always look on the bright side of life. Yes.
All right. Yeah. Oh, wonderful. What a joy. What a blessing. Do you want to say last thing before we say a tout à l'heure? Is there one thing that you want to say before we say goodbye? And you can say hi to the Facebook people.
Say hi. Lenny, Olivia, do you want to say hi to
Thank
Brownie?
Thank you, Lenny.
Always when we finish, like when we rehearse,
yeah,
and we finish, you say, Pronunchkolashi. They have guinea pigs.
Which one has
and
one?
Yes. So they love their Dash guinea pigs. Huh? Dash le brownie.
Dash le brownie. Brownie, אתה שומע? Dash.
It's a girl.
Achumat. Yeah. Dani, achumat.
Except for me, everyone is a girl. Every girl in the house.
Yeah. What a blessing you have.
Yeah. Four girls and three guinea pigs.
What a blessing.
Female guinea pigs.
It's all except for
yeah.
myself.
He's surrounded by beauty and wisdom.
Yeah, amen.
What about and the Bina. Fish?
And Bina, right?
Bina, yes.
The fish
Bina.
Could be a boy.
The yeah, well. Fish, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Olivia. Thank you, Lenny. How about you? What a wonderful voice. You all have wonderful voices, and then when you start singing, wonderful intonation and
beautiful.
Thank you very much.
It was pure pleasure.
Only
we
pleasure.
Hope to see you in one of our events.
Yes, we will, God willing. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And
everybody's
we're
invited.
We're
going to
keep on nagging you until...
We are now connected. That's
absolutely.
It. We're now connected.
Absolutely.
Thank God. I'm really blessed. This is a CD. This is how you spell. I don't know if you're seeing... I think you're seeing it straight, so you can see how the spelling is.
Y-E-D-I-D-Y-A-H.
Yedidia. Thank you, Yakira.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, for bringing your light and your blessing to show how we can show our gifts. Thank you. Create what you speak. You have the choice to be happy. Have a wonderful week and weekend. And I'm going to finish here with something. What was the one you said?
Kol Dodi.
Let's see if I find this.
Do we want the kol? Yeah.
Let's see if I find this. Dum 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 dum. No. All right, I'm going to do this, and we're going to end with this one. Because you have all your voices there. Lutot, thank you very much. Smile.
listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.